Welcome to the Run the Tape podcast, your one-stop shop for music industry news, industry hot takes, and hot topics specifically from the perspective of independent artists. This is a safe space where we speak to artists from all different genres, all different walks of life, and we try to come to an understanding and unite over the thing that we can agree on, which is our love for music. I'm your host, T. Nikki Page, artist and overall music fanatic. On this episode of The Pod, we are wrapping up 2022 with our favorite releases. We're talking Spotify Wrapped, Apple Replay, and we're touching on things that we're going to see in 2023 in live music and in technology. Today at the roundtable, we're talking to Trey P, T. Mike, Trudy the producer, and Benjamin Hay about the positive messages that they choose to put in their music to uplift their communities. These topics and more, let's run the tape. As the year comes to an end, Google shared its top 10 most searched songs, revealing that only one of the top 10 most searched songs of the year came from a Western artist. Surprise, surprise. The list features several Indonesian and Japanese singers, a reggaeton-inspired Pakistani track, and one from Nigerian singer-songwriter Burna Boy for his hit Last Last, which is a favorite with the artists that visit this show. The only Western artist was Harry Styles, who came in at number 7 with his hit As It Was, and amongst the other songs on the list were a Punjabi song by a Pakistani singer named Ali Sethi, featuring an Instagram cover artist, Shai Gill, a reggae-inspired beat. The track is his first by a Pakistani artist to feature on Spotify's Global Viral 50 chart, and it was also featured in an episode of Disney Plus's miniseries Miss Marvel, which gave it additional exposure around the world, especially to Western artists. So it's very interesting to see that even though we see a lot of Western music on the global charts, it's not what people are searching for, it seems like. It's also that time of year when Mariah Carey, aka the Queen of Christmas Music, makes her way back onto the charts yet again. Yes, that's right, Christmas has returned to the Billboard Hot 100 with Miss Carey ending Taylor Swift's 6-week spot at number 1. Mariah's 1994 holiday hit All I Want for Christmas Is You was at the top of the charts for the 4th straight time in recent years, making her the only artist to do so. She first topped the Hot 100 in August of 1990 with Vision of Love, and her songs have been consistently going number 1 for 32 years. That makes her the first and only artist to lead the chart across 4 distinct decades. That is crazy to me. Even though the song debuted decades ago, fans actually streamed it 36.2 million times and purchased 6,000 additional copies of All I Want for Christmas Is You over the past week. This also secured Mariah's 88th week overall, leading the Hot 100, making her the artist with the most career weeks in the number one, followed only by Rihanna, who holds second place with 60 weeks at the top spot on the Hot 100. As we approach award season, Golden Globes nominations have been announced, with Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, and Rihanna all nominated for the Best Original Song for a Motion Picture category. Taylor's nominated for Carolina for her song From Where the Crawdads Sing, while Rihanna's nominated for co-writing Lift Me Up from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. And Lady Gaga is nominated for co-writing Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick. Of the three, Lady Gaga is the only one who's won in this category before for Shallow from A Star Is Born, which is a great song. Taylor's also been nominated before, but she's never won, and this is Rihanna's first nomination. All three ladies are amazing artists, but my pick has to go to Rihanna for Lift Me Up from Black Panther. It's just equal parts like Spiritual and Lullaby, and I just love the song. Hearing it at the end of the movie, right as they introduce that unexpected plot twist at the end, just had me in tears. So I would be happy with any of these wins. Congratulations to all these ladies, but Rihanna's performance holds a special place in my heart. As we approach the end of 2022, it's that time of year again when our favorite streaming services put us on blast by giving us our Wrapped and let us know which songs got us through the year. Our emotional moments, our celebratory moments, it really lets you know who you're actually a fan of. You know what I'm saying? Spotify let me know that I am, in fact, a member of the Beehive, with not one but 4 tracks from Renaissance in my top 5. And I was even surprised by that. I was surprised to find out that I was in the top 1% of Beyonce listeners this year. And I don't know if I should be embarrassed by that, but you know, there's no shame in my game. Break My Soul, Alien Superstar, Energy, and Cozy were what got me through this summer, okay? Listen, I'm one of one, I'm number one, I'm the only one is the type of positive affirmation I need in my life, all right? Other artists I especially love this year were Coffee with her release of Gifted. That's a great album also. It just, like I said, I like things that bring the positive vibes over here, keep the vibrations up and high, and that one definitely did not disappoint. Apple Music also redesigned and launched Replay, which is their version of the beloved end of the year wrap up. So now your friends who don't stream their music on Spotify can join in on that your year in music trend. I personally love this time of year because it really gives you a glimpse into other people's eclectic music tastes. Like, I wouldn't have never known that you like electronica and bluegrass. Who knew? It's that time of year where people are thinking about what their resolutions for the next year might be. Personally, I don't really set New Year's resolutions. I try to set resolutions moment by moment throughout the year. So I think that I've gone a couple of rounds of resolutions already this year. But for a lot of artists, this is when they're taking time to set goals for what their next year of releases might look like. So at the round table, this week we're talking to different artists about how they shift their mindset to accomplish the goals that they want to achieve and how they shift their mindset to bring a positive message or inspiring message to their audiences. Let's hear what they have to say.
You know, also coming from Inglewood, Chicago, my beginnings was kind of rough. You know, I didn't have the right people around me. I was kind of stuck in the street mentality and, you know, it was kind of rough, and it took the right group of people to get me out of that mentality to be able to move forward, move around different states and start doing things differently. And how I got here today, I started networking with a lot of people. And instead of using the mindset like, man, you got to pay me some money. You know, if you can build with somebody, the money isn't what it's about, because in the end run, the money's going to come off of it regardless. If you can build with somebody, you potentially got a chance to give an artist a beat or give an artist a feature, and you build with that artist that's helping you build your fan base as well. I think it's a plus plus for me because that's how I got to where I am today.
Okay, so I'm curious about that because I feel like, especially as independent artists, a lot of people are just like, if it don't make money, it don't make sense, right?
Right.
So what is that? What was that mindset shift like of going from you got to pay me to going, okay, I'm open to building something? Was like, what was that shift like, and how did that work out for you?
Well, the mindset shifted because I started dealing with real life situations, paying bills. You know, I had my first child 2 years ago. One of my older friends just told me, it's not about what you know, it's more about who you know, you know? So it's like, everybody think people scared of rich people because of their money. No, it's because of their connections and who they can get to you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the money is what getting them the connections. You know what I'm saying? So that really stuck with me when he hit me with that. I'm like, man, now that makes sense. That's what I said, with friendships, business partners, A lot of things get slipped away from people just because they couldn't tell somebody exactly what they wanted. Because it's a lot of people that tell me different things about my music. They say, hey, man, this helped me get through this. Or, hey, man, this song really cool. I like how you're talking about this. I gave you the paintbrush and the color, so that's what you painted. Hey, to each his own. You know,
I really put a lot of my background into my music. Although it's not gospel, I try to put a lot of soul into my music. I want you to feel what I'm saying. You know, I want the people to feel what I'm saying. I want you to feel me. Whatever pain I bring to my music, I want you to understand it. Honestly, we were just in the studio. My engineer, we were going through sounds, and the sounds he made when he was creating the beat, it just spoke to me, and I thought about everything that I overcame to get to this point. You know, not only just this year alone, but, you know, all the years I've spent actually taking music seriously. And when I sat back and I looked at my accomplishments and the goals that I have reached, you know, I feel like I already made it. And I feel like sometimes we overlook our own achievements. We're so focused on, you know, getting somewhere that we forget about the journey. You know, we forget about the things that we stumbled across, the obstacles that we overcame. And sometimes we got to just be thankful for where we are right now, especially if you came farther than you did last year.
I think that's a message a lot of people need to keep in their minds, especially if you're like an ambitious person and you just always setting another goal and another goal and another goal. And you don't take time to just like sit in the fact that you've already made it in some way or another, you know, it's right. Important.
And what I'm saying, I'm giving you my truth. I'm telling you what I come through, what I've overcome. And it's a feel good song. It's something that I want you to put on in the morning before you go to the gym, before you get to work, while you're getting ready. I wanted to get you going, get you motivated to conquer the day and, you know, set goals and reach whatever goals you have for the day.
Sometimes I just feel like I done already did what I need to do, man. Like, I feel like I'm nailed for real, you know what I'm saying?
Feel like I already made it, even though I ain't even do shit, but I'm in the latest. That mean I'm on some new shit, to a foreign car. That mean I'm in some cool shit. If I press this button, this bitch gonna be ruthless. I traveled overseas, got work outside the country. Y'all wanna be like me, these bricks gon' catch you some. I took a crooked path, gotta watch which way you walk. They don't wanna see you win, and if you don't, then it's your fault. I done made the most I ever made when I was struggling. My mama had 3 kids and couldn't nobody tell us nothing. She broke her back to give us everything she never had. Now every year we going by different Louis bags. Now I can't stop for nothing, too much money, I can't let it go. All this work in Florida, how you tell me it don't never snow? I grew up with niggas who had nothing, now they got a bag. That taught me a lesson, I know hustlers never coming last. Married to the game, I spent 100 on a honeymoon. I know that this love is real, I can watch my money bloom. Look up at the stars, now I do it in a car. I ain't even really started, but I still came far. Feel like I already made it, even though I ain't even do shit. But I'm in the latest, that mean I'm on some new shit. To a foreign car, that mean I'm in some cool shit. If I press this button, this bitch gonna be ruthless. I traveled overseas, got work outside the country. You don't wanna be like me, these bricks gon' catch you some. I took a crooked path, gotta watch which way you walk. They don't wanna see you win, and if you don't, then it's your fault. It's about to pin so many times that it's a blessing. I got niggas up that road that hit my phone and they be stressing. And that's another lesson that I had to take to heart. You gotta take what comes with it, gotta play your part. I could give a fuck what niggas doing, I'm just doing me. You ain't even built for this, so why you niggas watching me? V12, drop top, I got the top drop. Bad bitch right beside me, she give me good top. Feel like I already made it, even though I ain't even do shit. But I'm in the latest, that mean I'm on some new shit. To a foreign car, that mean I'm in some cool shit. If I press this button, this bitch gonna be ruthless. I traveled overseas, got work outside the country. You don't wanna be like me, these bricks gon' catch you some. I took a crooked path, gotta watch which way you walk. They don't wanna see you win, and if you don't, then it's your fault.
You just heard from Trey P. You can find him online on Instagram at Trey_Peasy. And you just heard from T Mike. That was his single, Already Made It. You can find him online at Instagram at I Am T Mike. Apparently, I'm not the only one who was in Beyoncé's top 1% of listeners on Spotify this year. She teamed up with Amazon Music to put on an exclusive experience at a mystery venue in Los Angeles this weekend to celebrate 6 months since the release of her LP Renaissance in a 2-night club Renaissance event that sold out within minutes. I can personally attest to this. When I was sent the link, I tried to get on it as soon as possible, and the site crashed before I could even put in my information. I, with a whole bunch of other people also who also didn't get tickets, were unfortunately disappointed, you know, because we haven't seen any visuals besides 1 or 2 Tiffany ads from Renaissance. So this was kind of an opportunity to experience Renaissance in real time with other people and kind of see what the visual of this particular album could be. It's been 6 months. Beyoncé still hasn't released the visual for it. But this particular event is going on this weekend, and fans are invited to experience Renaissance in spatial audio, which I'm sure is awesome. You know, just getting that breakdown between Cuff It, bring my soul and energy, you know, with other people. However, I personally didn't get tickets. I wish I did. I hope that I get to see pictures and videos and all of that of it, what the NDAs will allow. But hopefully we get some tour dates or at least some visuals sometime soon. But everybody in Los Angeles that actually did get to go to Club Renaissance, girl, tell me how it was. It's starting to look like 2023 is going to be a good year for live music, but a lot of music lovers are a little bit nervous about the prices of these concert tickets. In the past couple of weeks, we've gotten announcements for tours from Janet Jackson and SZA, and a lot of folks on Twitter are using SZA's ticket prices as a benchmark for what concerts like Beyonce's Renaissance tour, which hasn't even been announced yet, what the prices might be for these. So allegedly, Beyonce is already making preparations, but she hasn't announced anything yet. A lot of people on Twitter are saying, you know, we're nervous for what these tickets might look like if SZA's prices look this high. Post Super Bowl, it's rumored that Rihanna's going to be returning back to the tour scene. I'm on SeatGeek looking at tickets right now, and it looks like the worst ticket is about $150, with the front row seats coming in at around $1,100 and an average around $300 to $400 for a SZA ticket. So you know what? If this is any measure of what ticket prices are looking like for live concerts right now, I would be curious to see what the price for a Renaissance tour ticket would be. In addition to Apple Replay, Apple introduces Apple Music Sing. They announced Apple Music Sing, which is an exciting new feature that allows users to sing along to their favorite songs with adjustable vocals and real-time lyrics. Apple Music Sing offers multiple lyric views to help fans take the lead, perform duets, sing backup, and more, all integrated within Apple Music's unparalleled lyrics experience. It's coupled with an ever-expanding catalog that features tens of millions of the world's most singable songs, and Apple Music Sing makes it fun and easy for anybody to participate, however and wherever they choose. So it's kind of like having a karaoke feature on your Apple Music. It's going to be available later this month, only to Apple Music subscribers, of course, worldwide, and you can use it on your iPhone, iPad, and even on your new Apple TV 4K. According to Apple's Vice President of Apple Music and Beats, Apple Music's lyric experience is consistently one of the most popular features in their service, and they already know that the users all over the world love to follow along to their favorite songs, so they wanted to evolve this offering even further to be able to enable even more engagement around music through singing, and it's supposed to be a lot of fun, and they hope that customers love it. Apple Music Sing includes adjustable vocals, so users can have control over a song's vocal levels. They can sing with the original artist's vocals, take the lead, or mix it up on millions of songs in the Apple Music catalog. It also includes real-time lyrics, where users can sing along to their favorite songs with animated lyrics that dance to the rhythm of the vocals. It includes background vocals as well, so vocal lines sung simultaneously can animate independently from the main vocals to make it easier for users to follow. And it also has duet view, which multiple vocalists can show on opposite sides of the screen to make duets or multi-singer tracks really easy to sing along to. Apple Music also plans to launch a site of more than 50 dedicated companion playlists featuring a whole bunch of different songs, duets, choruses, and anthems that have people ready to sing along, karaoke worthy, fully optimized for the Apple Music Sing experience. I personally use Spotify over Apple Music, but I'm definitely going to give this a try and update you all with what the Apple Music Sing experience is. Warner Music Group announced a partnership and investment in DressX. It's a digital fashion retailer and the largest digital closet with a deep commitment to sustainable fashion. Now, this is not the sustainable fashion that you're thinking about. They're not making clothes out of recycled water bottles or bamboo. This is a different kind of partnership. It'll provide a platform for select Warner Music Group artists to design their own virtual fashion lines. In this agreement, artists get to collaborate directly with DressX to design and launch 3D and AR virtual clothing that fans can collect and enjoy across Instagram, Snapchat, and other platform partners, and they can use it to wear, well, they won't really be wearing it their avatar will be wearing it. This deal is supposed to enable artists to unlock new revenue streams while creating additional outlets for fans to showcase their fandom across multiple digital worlds. And this is kind of like wearing merch, but in the metaverse. The chief digital officer and business development officer at Warner Music Group said that the representation of our future digital selves will be just as important, if not more important, than how we present ourselves physically. This is just another way that we are seeing how big corporations in the music industry and entertainment industry are preparing for how we'll be consuming music and media in the metaverse. SpaceX actually launched in August of 2020, and since then they've become the largest platform for digital only fashion, with more than 3,000 digital items available in their library, and they launched the largest AR fashion app on the market. They've partnered with lots of different tech, fashion, and lifestyle companies, including Meta, Roblox, Snapchat, Google, Coca-Cola, Farfetch even, and more. So their expertise in the digital fashion space is kind of what sets them apart when it comes to growing Web3 collaborations with companies like Warner Music Group. Now, while you can't wear their fashion in the real world, they are committed to sustainability, and they say that promoting a digital garment market is the key to providing consumers with opportunities to showcase their style digitally and responsibly. What do you think? You think that you can really call it fashion if you can't actually wear it on your actual body? What do you think about digital fashion? What do you think about wearing digital merch in the metaverse? Chime in, let me know.
What's trending? Start fucking with my energy, had to work on social distance. I tried to have some patience, now I can say I don't have any. They say that your true colors always tell your real intentions. I had to take some time to heal you, probably thinking I went missing. Only time they ever call is when they in need of your assistance. Stuck my neck out too many times, I can't even lie, got me offended. You go out this situation, they gon' swear you at a different. I won't ask you how you doing, don't even care about your assistance. I've been burned for being concerned, now it's my turn, sit back and listen. I ain't going back and forth, cause this my life, this ain't no tennis. Don't know who I can trust, that's why I stay with that extended. How the hell you say you love me with a heart full of envy? Turn into a murder scene and make these folks come through for ends. It's so hard to dodge a bullet from that automatic semi. It ain't no in between, if you gangsta, ain't no pretending. Pray my nigga get a bail, he in the cell with charges pending. I done been through hell and back, and there's some things that I won't mention. Only reason I'm so strong, cause I really ate my spinach. If you ask me how I'm doing shit, I tell you splendid. I don't conversate too long, you can't open up the minute. So I put it in the song just so I can say I've been okay now. Welcome to the world, everybody ain't your people. You got more blessings coming, killing your life on how they treat you. Resentment can only hurt me, I'm designed to be a leader. If my loyalty ever tested shit, I break the needle. They wonder how I'm winning, but I've been real from the beginning. It's not about how you start, it's all about the way you finish. Tell you the deal and how I feel.
meal, keeping it real, don't cost a penny. Free all my day one niggas holding it down, doing a sin. Put my heart, I don't need verses, watch me. Sing just like a needle, you can try your best. Bring me down, watch you fly just like an eagle. They been killing niggas, soft flies with it. Shit should be illegal. It's hard to tell who mean you well when you surrounded by the evil. Man, this world is not a game, it's survival of the fittest. It been feeling like the ending, this shit got me drinking. They say this shit get better, but I know it's gonna take a minute. Focus trying to stay consistent, gotta get it so I'm committed.
You just heard from Trudy the producer with his single Welcome to the World. We're back at the round table with Trudy the producer and Benjamin. Hey, let's hear what they have to say about this week's topic.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got a lot of people just, you know, holding things like that in, and you know, it creates mental issues. You know, people, a lot of people around the world having a lot of you know, mental health issues, and they're not speaking up on it. You know what I mean? So, you know, this song was kind of me speaking up for those people, you know, as well as myself, you know, just getting it out, you know. I'm saying, like, I personally, you know, it's hard for me to talk to someone, you know, which is, that's what I was kind of saying in the song, and that's why I put it in a song. You'll hear me say that at the end of my verse. That's why I put it in the song, but, you know, I also want people to feel like it's okay to talk to somebody about it, you know. And don't, you know, don't be afraid, you know what I'm saying, to reach out if that's what you need, you know. And but at the same time, you know, I'm telling you in the song, okay, well, welcome to the world, because I'm letting you know this is happening every day. You're not the only one. So, I mean, at the same time, you know, we got to kind of drive on, you know. Don't let it hinder you. Don't let it get you down. You still got to drive on and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, how I see it, it starts at home. You know, how are we raising the kids? You know what I'm saying? So, because hip-hop has always been hip-hop. There's been all kind of drugs, money, all kind of stuff talked about, you know. But that doesn't necessarily mean go do it. You know, people like me, in a sense, you know, I look at it as like me, because, I mean, I do trap music too. But I would more so say it's in more of a sense that I'm showing you what's going on out here, and I'd rather you see it from me in this visual form and hope you want to stay away from things like that. I feel like trap music is also another way to reach out to those people who are in those, you know, areas to where this stuff is going on, just to kind of let them know, like, hey, I've been there before. Like, for me, my message would be, hey, I'm from the same place you from. I've done this, I've done that, I understand, but we ain't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get up and change. We can make changes. Let's go do something, like, you know, for instance, instead of me going to do it, let's go make a song about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's do something, get out of that environment, you know, and let's change. You know what I'm saying? So, I have to really love on the kids and let them know, you know, like, hey, we ain't got to be doing that, you know? Yeah, because like I said, you know, if I jump off a bridge, that don't mean someone else is or someone else should. We got to make sure, you know, we stand tight with this younger generation and letting them know, like, that ain't what you have to do, you know. That ain't cool. A lot of them think they do it just because they see their homeboys and stuff like that do it. You know, we got to, you know, for for a particular reason, you know, we just got to kind of, you know, wrap our arms around this generation as much as we can. You know, we can't stop everything. And honestly, I can say, I mean, this stuff has been happening. A lot of it just went unseen. We ain't always had social media platforms. This is nothing new. It's just now that we have so much platforms and so much social media, now it's just being broadcasted, I feel like.
Rat-a-tat-tat actually came from our collaborator, John Byer. So we both grew up in New York. He grew up in Left Rack City in Queens. I grew up in Red Hook, Brooklyn. And traditionally, those areas have been really problematic in the past. And he's like, listen, I'm not in that environment anymore, but I know there's just so much inner city violence that's happening, especially gun violence. He's like, I feel like I want to do a song to just like really reach out and basically provide a solution or to something that just touches people that are affected by it. And I didn't want to touch it because I'm like, you know what? I'm not in that environment anymore. I don't want to go back there. I want to do love songs, fun songs, like elevated, happy songs. And after three times of him mentioning it, something was like, Ben, listen. And then as we pointed out the problem, I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. I'm glass half full guy. I'm like, if we're going to talk about the problem in one verse, we have to talk about the solution in another verse. So we did that. We put the song out. And it's actually co-produced by myself, John, and Doobie Duke Sims, who was part of a band called Shinobi Ninja. They're really well known on the hip-hop rock circuit. So we did that together. We put it out. And it's actually our, when it says me as a lead artist, it's the highest streamed song I have in my catalog.
Awesome.
Yeah. And here's the thing with that song, and I'm glad I said yes to John with that, because even though there's certain things that I know are happening and I keep and I block it out because I need my own mental sanity, as an artist, it's important for us to touch these topics that we don't want to, because there are people who don't have a voice. So with me doing the song and talking about the problem and then a solution, I realized, I'm like, yeah, I did this for the inner cities. I also did this for my people, but bullets don't discriminate, and it's affecting everybody. And I think about even in the music industry, like from Takeoff a couple of weeks ago, PNB Rock, like there's so many rappers who are just like, it's like every month there's somebody. They need to see the full gamut. If all of their world is toxicity, negativity, and it's not positivity, it's not love, it's not joy, it's not abundance, it could be really damaging. Anything that's influential that could help reduce that or give a different perspective, it's like, okay, we gotta do what we gotta do.
You just heard from Trudy the producer. You can find him online on all platforms at Trudy the producer. And you just heard from Benjamin Hay. You can find him online at www.benjaminhay.com. Special thanks to Trey PT, Mike, Trudy the producer, and Benjamin Hay for joining us on the podcast today. I really appreciate them sharing their viewpoints at the round table about what they're bringing into this new year with their music. They got messages of mindset shifts and making good connections with other artists, expressing gratitude for all the ways you've already made it, inspiring mental health awareness and perseverance, and always being a positive influence of nonviolence, love, prosperity, and abundance. As I approach the new year as an artist, I am really just taking time to express gratitude for the people who already show me love on this podcast, to stream my music. And I just hope that in the next year, I can continue to bring good messages to you all that inspire you, that bring people together, that open minds and open hearts. And I hope that I can bring you some music that opens your heart as well. So until next episode, y'all, keep good music alive. The Run the Tape podcast is brought to you by Chad Kinsey Studios, Metaverse Media Production and Press. Check us out at www.chadkinsey.com.